Bitcoins are an online currency, a virtual
Is Bitcoin dead? That's a question many investors are asking after the abrupt closure of Tokyo-based Mt. Gox, one of the largest Bitcoin exchange sites. Currency trader Colin Burgess flew in from London to get answers when he found himself locked out of his own account.
I had 311 Bitcoins in there, which at the time before this started was worth around $200,000. So it looks like that's disappeared.
No one really knows why the Bitcoin broker shut down. But economics professor Arun Sundararajan says signs point to a security flaw.
It seems to have been a security breach more than anything else, where a lot of the Bitcoin was stolen by hackers. And as a consequence, Mt. Gox had to stop trading. And of course, this has sort of lowered the value of the Bitcoin traded on Mt. Gox considerably.
Mark, can you talk to us just for a minute? I promise to be polite.
Former Mt. Gox CEO Mark Karpeles declined to answer questions. He resigned earlier this month. But Karpeles has never shied from talking about the risks involved. Here's what he told the Reuters news organization last year.
Bitcoin was quite qualified as a high-risk investment. If you buy Bitcoin, you should buy with keeping in mind that the value could be zero the day after.
Although the recent cyber problems may have damaged public confidence, Bitcoin enthusiasts say that's because many still see virtual currency as a commodity. Bitcoin miner Eric Watson spoke to VOA via Skype.
And I would encourage people not to speculate on Bitcoin as a store of value. I would encourage them to look for opportunities to employ Bitcoin as a means of transacting.
Despite its slow adoption rate, Watson says Bitcoin is far from dead. In fact, he sees a bright future ahead for Bitcoin and other virtual currencies as consumers discover practical advantages for private transactions.
We'll continue to creep along as businesses adopt Bitcoin rather slowly, and then we'll hit some inflection point in the relatively near future, beyond which people will really begin to adopt it heavily.
That may happen sooner, not later. On February 28th, the first Bitcoin counter opens in Hong Kong, allowing people to buy the virtual currency without going online. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Oh, still waiting for confirmation. That's right. So the Bitcoin transaction, it appears right.